And right now, it is time to bring in the man with a plan. And that's our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, this morning. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Good morning, everybody. And the milding trend continues.
Yay.
Low 40s today with sun and clouds. 20 to 25 clear tonight. Mid-40s, sunny to partly cloudy on Thursday. Friday, partly sunny, 50 to 55. Now, it's mild for the New Year's weekend. But unfortunately, it's cloudy Saturday with showers coming in late in the day and at night. So if you're going to be out for New Year's Eve, it will not be white. It'll be wet. Highs on Saturday, low 50s. As we move into Sunday, New Year's Day, any showers in the morning will end. A little sun in the afternoon, and the highs on Sunday, somewhere between 55 and 60 for the first day of 2023.
Yay, 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 yay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in favor of that forecast.
Right, but you do know that, you know, a forecast like this is very short-lived at this time of the year.
So what comes after the
it'll definitely get cooler next week, but nothing like we've seen. So that's the good news. Definitely the good news.
You know, we've been lucky so far. I mean, you look at the stories coming out of Buffalo with now that the death toll I think is up to almost 30, and I keep telling people, this is from an area that is used to getting hammered with heavy snow. But the combination of heavy snow and cold has really taken its toll this year.
Yeah. You have to remember, too, they had a huge storm in the fall. Remember that one?
Yeah, right.
So,
I mean, they've had over, I think if you add up, if you were to average everything in, from, of course, in that area, you
can be 10 feet of snow.
Yeah, you can be on the west side of Buffalo, and then you can be on the east side of Buffalo. One side gets 4 feet, the other side gets a foot. But if you add up all the totals, there's certain areas in Buffalo that have received already well over 100 inches of snow.
Yeah. Well, right now in Buffalo, it is cloudy and 30. And the wind is coming out of the south at 12. That is not lake effect.
No.
So they will not have any more snow from this point on. In fact, if anything, they'll start getting into a chance of showers. If not late Friday night, they'll have rain on Saturday night, and more rain showers on Sunday. So you're going to have melting up there, plus rainfall on top of it. There's another problem. You know, that's what happens when you get all the snow. But I was just curious to see. I'm looking this up for us right now because I don't know either. But let's see how much snow they have had so far in Buffalo. Now this is right in Buffalo, and as you pointed out, it could change so dramatically from south side to north side. It says here, the total snowfall observed, 63 inches. 63 inches for Buffalo. Now, this is in Erie County. The normal is 22. The highest snowfall was 82 inches in 2001. And the least amount of snow in Buffalo for this date was 1 inch in 2015. So they're at 63 inches right now in Buffalo. I wonder if we went back. I don't believe Rochester had, there's also a Buffalo Niagara too.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Did they have more snow? 63 inches, so the same there. I was looking to see if maybe the National Weather Service had some other places. You don't remember the place that really got clocked, do you?
No, I don't remember it. But that's why I'm saying that, you know, you average this out and it comes to the averages like this. But there were places that, like I said, that might have been 2 miles from another place that just got like 7 feet of snow during that first storm in the spring. I mean, it was, you saw the pictures there, and it was absolutely amazing. But the whole thing that I'm saying is people have to start taking weather seriously, because they take it seriously in Buffalo, and still almost 30 people died in this, in this past storm. And
that's correct.
And they take the weather forecast seriously. So, right. I mean, you know, I see all these pictures now on TikTok and Facebook of all these people out down south that were driving in ice storms.
Right.
What would go into somebody's mind when they walk out of their house onto the porch and they see that not only their porch, their walkway, their driveway, but the road they live on is an ice skating rink? Why would you get in your car and try to travel on that? Why?
Right.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. You can't, four-wheel drive can't beat ice.
No.
Yeah.
It's really incredible how, you know, people say, well, I don't know why anybody would live there. Well, you know what, folks?
They adapt.
Right. And Buffalo is to Lake Effect as New Orleans is to hurricane.
And as we are to thunderstorms.
Exactly. And things like that. And as Oklahoma City is to tornadoes. So people move there, but they know that there is a big weather hazard. But they move there anyhow. And like you said, they adapt, they cope, and they take care. So there's not much more that we could do except to try to warn them. And you know as well as I do, you can never get it on the nose where the lake effect will be and how much.
No.
All you can say is heavy lake effect snow is a probability. Like, you know, in Western New York, such as Buffalo, sometimes Rochester gets it, some Watertown, sometimes Syracuse. I mean, I worked at a Syracuse station for many years, and we had to make sure that everything lined up perfect for them to get the lake effect. And it was pretty incredible, you know, when all the winds from the ground up aloft lined up, and it was the right degree wind direction, for instance, like 2,900-3,000 degrees west-northwest, Syracuse, the city, would get clobbered, absolutely clobbered. So, yep, that's that. I can't tell you that I watched anything new on TV, because I have not. So I can't share anything with you there, Marshall. And yesterday, I had a little time in the afternoon. I was able to fix my water filter on my kitchen sink, the knob where you turn from regular water to filtered water, kind of broke. And I had a brand new replacement, but I wasn't sure how to do it. So I said, here goes nothing. And I tried, and success. That was all done.
I replaced, I have one of those filters on my faucet, okay? And the red light came on. I had to replace it, you know, the filter part. So I unscrewed it, and I thought I screwed the new one in tightly. I turned on the faucet.
All over the place.
And the filter shot up about 4 feet in the air, yeah, along with a stream of water. And I had to turn it off real quick. It looked like a rocket going up.
Yeah, I was able to fix that too. So, and I have all the presents that I got for Christmas. I have most of those now put away. And I'm just kind of thinking, like, you know, Pat, when are you going to start? I don't know when I'm going to start taking this stuff down here. I usually like to wait till after New Year's. But New Year's Day, if that sun comes out in the afternoon, and here we go to 60, 61, 62, what I may do is I may venture outside and begin taking down some of the stuff, I especially like the blow modes, like the choir boys, right, choir girls, and stuff like that. I may take those down and get those away, because you just never know when the weather's going to turn. And I don't want to be out there in freezing cold taking the stuff down. So I may take advantage.
I put everything up the day after Thanksgiving. This year I was a little late. And I take everything down on January 1st.
So Sunday you'll take everything down.
Sunday I'll take everything down. And it's back to normal. Now, I'll leave my winter plantings, you know, that are on my porch. I'll leave them out there because they're, you know, they look good all winter long. They don't really start to dry up until after the, you know, I'll say somewhere around, you know, the 1st of March. That's when you, so I'll leave them on. There have been big buckets in front of the house. And so they'll stay out there, but everything else is gone.
You know, Mom would never let us take down the manger, the nativity, until little Christmas. She used to say, leave that up. You want to take everything else down? Fine, but leave that up until little Christmas, which is January 6th, when the three wise men arrived at the nativity. So she used to believe in that. But the unfortunate thing is, a lot of times my nativity is underneath the tree. If I'm taking down the tree, the nativity's in the way. So, but I'm not taking down the tree. Probably not until Monday, the second.
Yeah. I was for some reason in my house it was always a tradition. Day after Thanksgiving, or you put the tree up on Thanksgiving and started decorating it the day after, and then you take everything down on the first and pack it away.
That's it. Toodaloo.
Another year gone by.
Yes. And let me recap the weather because I'm looking at the time for you. Sun and clouds, low 40s today, 20 to 25 tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy, mid 40s Thursday, 50 to 55 partly sunny Friday. Look for showers late Saturday, Saturday night into early Sunday, and then a little sun Sunday afternoon and mild.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow. See if the forecast stays the same.
All righty.
Take care. Have a great day, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye, Moshe.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.